This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name is Alex Farmer, and I am the Vice President of Customer Success at a company called Cognite. Cognite is a data ops platform focused on heavy asset industry companies, manufacturing, power utilities, and oil and gas. And we help them contextualize their data to make it easier to drive digital solutions across their employee populations. I also am the founder of a customer success awards program called Customer Success Excellence. And I've been in the industry for 7 or 8 years, but who's counting?
Alex, how are you involved with user adoption?
Good question. So I think the summary answer is in two ways. And it actually presents quite a complex challenge for us at Cognite. As I mentioned before, we provide a data ops platform for our customers. And what that means is we, you know, kind of warm their data layer and make it ready to for them to drive digital solutions across to their employee population. But what that means is we are a B2B2C platform where we work with our solution builders in the IT or operations department to build digital solutions. And we also work with the end users of those digital solutions. So as a leader of the customer success organization at Cognite, we have kind of a dual interest in driving adoption of the core platform with our solution builders and also giving them the tools and best practices to drive adoption of those digital solutions they end up building with the end user or the, you know, the consumer in the B2B2C model. So ultimately, my team is responsible for, you know, renewal, customer satisfaction, value realization, but there is such a strong link toward the, the adoption of the solutions that are built, right? We see, of course, that the more adoption from our solution builders means more solutions across the organization, and then the better we can make them at driving adoption across their end users, the more successful my team and then of course Cognite becomes, and that we've really embedded our core product into the business operations layer of the organizations that we serve.
Alex, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Our interests are very much aligned with our customers at the end of the day, right? We partner with our solution builders to ensure that they drive adoption with their end users. It's in our interest for them to do that. But of course, it's in their own interest because they're responsible for driving digitalization across these complex organizations. So I think the success that we've seen in driving user adoption is really kind of viewing, having candid and upfront conversations with our solution builders to say, look, the reason we're here is to make you successful, right? It's hard enough for you to drive digitalization in an industry that is incredibly complex with huge amounts of disparate data sources, and also with you know, very intelligent and long tenured people, right? You know, you have, let's say, a offshore operator who has been in the business for 20 years that did something one way for 20 years. There's some serious headwinds to try and put a mobile app in their hand to make their life easier. We've also partnered with our solution builders to identify the champions in the sites that these solutions will be used. So whether it's at an actual factory or an offshore oil platform, we will partner with and identify end user champions that will drive the adoption within the place the solutions will be consumed, right? So we've seen real success in doing that as kind of one of our tactics in the overall close partnership we build with our solution builders. And I think, you know, another example that I think is quite interesting is, and I guess maybe is a good segue into the challenges part of your question, is that the digital maturity or the maturity of these organizations can vary, but oftentimes it's not particularly high, right? So you can have all of these kind of tips, tricks, best practices, but if you don't meet your customer where they are in their journey toward digital, it becomes almost like you're speaking two languages. So some of our customers, for example, don't have their own data science teams to build out digital solutions. So, you know, it's one of the tools in our toolkit. We've actually written a template job description for our customer to go and hire their own data science teams to start to build more solutions on our platform themselves. So there's a huge kind of, I think that's one of the challenges to answer your question directly, is there is a huge disparity in the maturity of our customers' ability to adopt complex yet powerful solutions. One of the other challenges is to conclude is you know, yes, our interests are aligned. You know, the solution builder team within our customer wants to drive adoption, just like we want to drive adoption. But balancing the trusted advisor relationship that my team desires to have with our customers as customer success managers, but also kind of trying to upskill and hold the customer responsible to be more self-sufficient in driving adoption, finding that line without overstepping, to use a very cliche analogy, finding the line between teaching them how to fish and just keeping, you know, keep delivering the fish, has been quite challenging. And it's something, frankly, we're still kind of working on finding the balance for today.
Alex, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think the first thing, you know, it's maybe a bit theoretical, but thinking outside in and really identifying points of friction for your users, right? You know, anything from the user onboarding process to the, you know, to the actual utility of clicking around in the software, stepping outside of your own organization, and really just sitting in the customer's shoes. You know, one of the things that we do whenever we release a new product, ship a new product release, is we'll go in and we run customer success webinars with our customers to kind of talk them through and walk them through the new features and functionality. But when we do dry runs of those webinars, sometimes we'll find things that maybe made sense in the ideation phase, but don't really make sense on the ground floor to the end user. And it's a, you know, an example of almost kind of prepping our release for our customer before we put it in their hands. One of the other things that we've seen work very well to drive user adoption is creating early adopter groups. So being really intentional in the release process about picking our flagship feature, or maybe two flagship features, and saying this is going EA before it goes GA, early adopter before general availability. And what that allows us to do is invite our most engaged customers, and sometimes strategically our not so engaged customers, because it also presents an opportunity to engage them, to join early adopter groups, which we host on our customer community. That allows us to kind of introduce customers to big new features in a calculated and measured way. But more importantly, it allows us to kind of position this feature as something that a customer, we're giving them exclusive access to, right? So we can kind of, you know, use these dynamics to suggest that the customer's getting something special that they wouldn't get normally. And they also connect directly with our product team in these early adopter groups, which will run from 1 to 2 months. And they'll be able to deliver direct feedback to our product team. So we get really strong user engagement, which predisposes us for strong user adoption of that feature once it's launched to everyone. And our product team gets to develop with the customer and make sure that what they're building is particularly tuned to the needs of their customer, because we've created this early adopter process. That also helps drive adoption of our customer community generally, because we are, you know, running these early adopter groups on the customer community, which predisposes customers to lean in and speak to other customers on that platform. So we really kind of get a win-win-win while driving user adoption of those new features.
And Alex, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, as I said at the beginning, my background is in customer success, but of course, user adoption plays an important role. But I guess the short answer to your question is I haven't done too much work on that subject specifically. My expertise certainly is in customer success as a generalist. As I mentioned before, I've launched a customer success awards program called Customer Success Excellence. And as part of the awards program, we will be publishing the nominees and things that they have done to drive customer success forward. So if you're looking for innovation as it pertains to customer success generally, which of course user adoption plays an important role there, would encourage you to look at the published artifact from the Customer Success Excellence Awards. You can find more on customersuccessexcellence.com. Other than that, I'm pretty active on LinkedIn, so look forward to connecting and engaging there in the future.
Well, thanks, Alex.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.